Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning into Rhema Remnant Radio, a broadcast designed with the minister in mind. Stay tuned for a special message from Elder LaVon Breland.
Want to work for a kingdom organization? Have regular phone and internet access? Have a creative mind? Willing to give God your best? Congratulations! You are qualified to join our team. Urban Glory Campaigns is a faith-based corporation for global leadership. Our organization aims to minister to industries, communities, congregations, and cultures that do not look to the organization because of its religious background, but to the principles taught by our founder that reaches the very hearts of mankind regardless of religious, political or socioeconomic backgrounds. With deep-rooted convictions, our message is a provoker of change. Experience the glory.
Coming to your community is the Word and Power Packed Rhema Group University meeting. Call 641-715-3800, extension 91120. That's 641-715-3800, extension 91120 for more info.
Thank you for listening to USWAT Radio. This is Selena Olivia, President of Urban Glory Campaign. Airing tonight is a special broadcast. We look forward to our audience expanding globally and the glorious gospel and doctrine of Christ continually stirred in the hearts of kingdom leaders across the globe. If you would like to partner with us, whether it's with a monthly or a one-time contribution, we appreciate your giving. Visit our website at www.urbanglorycampaign.web.com and go to our partners page. That's www.urbanglorycampaign.web.com and go to our partners page. Stay tuned for tonight's broadcast.
Olivia, President of Urban Glory Campaign's host of Spirit Street Talk Radio. We have a special individual in the studio tonight who is also a relative of mine, and she will introduce herself, and I'll stop there as far as introduction. So you're in for a treat tonight. Introduce yourself, guest, and then we'll go on to the other questions in the interview.
Yes. <That's> My name is Yolanda Purcell. And I am your sister from Maryland by way of Aberdeen. And that's it. I'm ready for any questions you have, almost any question you have for me.
Almost. Okay. Okay. Before we end, you have to tell a little bit more about yourself outside of the ministry of band at some point. In the interview, but second question is, do you consider yourself a minister of dance, and why?
Not until recently did I consider myself a minister of dance. Before, I just considered myself to have a passion for dance and enjoy it. But the more I thought about it and the more God has blessed me, the answer to the question is yes, I do consider myself a minister of dance. And why? Because, for that exact same reason, because I have a passion for it, because God has given me a gift of expression, and I guess over the last couple of years in conversing with people and watching others, I realized that God has given me something that some people desire and don't really have the gift to do, or they may not know how to do it, but he has given me something special. So, yeah, I do consider it a gift. And a minute, I do consider myself a minister of dance.
Okay, when did you know this? Now, you gave a time frame of how long you've actually considered yourself a minister of dance, the one who's gifted to do it.
But when, was there a special experience? Was it power of God? A shower down you on a particular thing? Was there a particular experience where you absolutely knew?
I would say it's been about probably 3 years now. I was actually having a conversation with someone, and they were explaining something to me in reference to dance. They were just expressing how they actually teach a workshop, and they were expressing this particular workshop where they allowed people to come up, I guess you could say on stage or in front of the congregation, and he played a song, and he asked them to, whatever God gave them, just to do it. But everyone that was participating, their eyes were closed, and what he noticed was they all basically were doing the same thing. Now, I wasn't at that particular conference, but as he was speaking, it was as if my spirit connected with his, and I understood exactly what he was saying and how those people must have felt being there. I almost felt like I was there from the way he was expressing it. But that was when I knew that it could be considered a ministry. Right. I always knew it, but I guess what I'm saying is that's when I consider myself a minister of the end.
Okay. Now, you kind of went into the next question, sort of, but I would love for you to elaborate even more. Describe your experience as a minister of dance. And this question, I'm actually gearing it toward, ministry is, there's an administration side of ministry, and then there's a side that is in direct connection to those who are actually ministered to or edified or are affected in any way by the particular ministry. That's actually where I'm leaning that portion, not necessarily administration or the structure of it, but more so how people have been affected by your ministry. Have you had any testimonials that you have heard? I'm sure there are many people that, in fact, I've been one to witness you dance and, as they say, was mesmerized. Outside of that, the power of God was there. The glory of God actually filled the room. It was actually at a home setting. You probably remember what exactly I'm talking about. Home setting, and it wasn't even really an official program or anything. He just offered to dance to a song that was by Donald Lawrence, I believe, and there were family members around, and the room got silent. Everyone wasn't paying attention at first, but as soon as you started dancing, there was a holy silence in the room. So any experiences that you've had, particularly ones that communicated to you,
nothing to Mr. Minister and Dana? Well, I've had one in particular where the pastor came. He was, it was a small church, and he was trying to get some of his youth had expressed interest in dancing, and he was trying to work with some people or actually have appoint some people from his church to work with them. But after the particular moment and the particular day that I danced, he mentioned to me that he would like for me to help with their ministry, if time allotted. And so that was one instance. And then I had some other ones where the people, their spirit agreed with the song that I chose or that God led me to dance to. Or they just came and told me that they were blessed by my dance. They said it looked as if I put my all into it, as if I gave it everything I had. And I do believe that when you are dancing before God, it's a way of expressing yourself. And it's almost as if there are no real words to tell him how you feel, so you just show him the best way you can. So that's why I enjoy it most of all, because where I have a lack of words, the dance kind of expresses to God how I really feel about him, about the things he's done, who he is. So.
More than most people listening, that I've been in music ministry for some time and have a similar passion for particularly voice and piano. When it comes to piano, voice, you're actually the same word, so I won't draw a parallel there to what you just said. But with piano, I feel and have felt for a long time the same way. In fact, I don't know if you remember this, but I actually want to say a name here. Christine Foster, who formerly known as
Christine Carmichael, she expressed to me that she had the same type of experience that I'm about to say. My communication, or me being coming out of shyness or being timid, came from starting expressing myself in music, particularly playing the piano. As I began to play more and more, it was like there was an enveloping that happened. And in my heart, I began to open up to people because I was actually, and people, a lot of people do not realize this, but being timid or shy is not just being quiet, but it's afraid to speak because of rejection. So fear is there. And as I began to operate in what I was gifted to do from a baby, basically, and you know, you actually have told me at times when I was singing at the kitchen table, get on your nerves.
Yeah.
The more and more I operate in that gift that was deposited in me at the time that I was in my mother's womb, or our mother's womb, as I began operating in it, I began to see myself, what is the term that they use for? It was like a butterfly effect coming out of the cocoon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
From the caterpillar to a butterfly.
Now, I'm going to ask you a question that I didn't prep before, but that kind of happens in interviews. I'm going to toss it in before I ask you to give any advice to ministers and dance. You've mentioned that the pastor you were referring to asked you to help with the dance ministry or those who are designed to do what you do. Are you available for, what term I want to use, advice/instruction for those who are listening and they, because it's not, dance is, it's embraced more and more in many churches, but even when they are, dancers are embraced or the art of dance is embraced. It's not much room left. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's like I've seen churches, many churches, even the mega ones, they have the dance ministry. And even when the dance ministry comes forth to minister, it's like a lot of people's attention is off. A lot of people still are like, well, is this something that should be in the worship service? Especially if it's more of an edgy dance rather than liturgical. And so, you know, so are you available for advice or, you know, yes, for anyone who is listening? And I know we'll give your contact information before it's over with, but are you available for that?
Yes, I am. We just have to get together and see when our schedules won't clash, when our schedules will coincide to do so. But I am available for that. I would love to answer questions. Train is fine with me as well. If anyone needs training, that's something that I'm willing to do as well. But yeah, I am available.
Okay. Next question, what are some words of wisdom that you would give to ministers of dance? Before you answer that, I just realized that we haven't really covered how your development and the technique of it has occurred. Can you talk on that a little? Like how you said that you have considered or did it as a ministry for the last 3 years. How long have you actually been dancing, period? Even if it was slight or a little bit here and there. And how did it develop? Did you actually have some mentors that you crossed paths with at some point? Or how did that happen?
I would say there's a lot of questions there. How long have I been dancing other than the 3 years? Well, I'd say it's probably been about five. I started out, I've had the desire for a long time, probably since I was in my teens. But I would say I come from a traditional church where it wasn't necessarily encouraged at first, and we weren't really sure how, you know, the older mothers and fathers of the gospel would feel about it. So I just kind of kept it to myself. But in just playing around one day in one of my girlfriend's house with one of her sisters, one of my friends, we just kind of played around with it. And Mom Trusty asked us to dance for Easter. So it was Demetria Hamilton, and it was Ayana Trusty, and it was myself. So we just
We performed at our church on Easter Sunday this particular year. Don't ask me to quote the year, because right off the top of my head, I can't remember. But it was about 5 or so years ago.
Okay.
And we danced, and it was enjoyed. And then from there, we just, you know, did it a couple more times, and then we kind of branched off, and we each have our own ministry, and I'm able to work with the kids. So as far as mentors go, I would say, I'm not sure of this particular group's name, but I know I used to watch BET Gospel, actually Bobby Jones on BET, and there were a couple of minds that were on there that they did a couple of songs that I always, even if I watch them now, I can honestly say I still enjoy them.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to kind of do similar to what they did. I felt like they had an anointed ministry. They had an anointing on their lives, and I want the same thing. Always has and always will was the same thing. Don't want to just be up there for form or for fashion, but you always want God to be glorified. So whatever you do or, it has no purpose if he's not glorified.
Right. That's exactly right. I don't know if you've had a chance to listen to the broadcast specifically for this subject, Ministry of the Arts as a whole, not just dance, but voice and piano, drama. I spoke about that as well. That's actually a principle that is so imperative in ministry, period. In the life of a believer, also. More so in ministry because Scripture says, so much is given, much is required. And we're finding now that we're getting to the last stage, in the last days. And many people, as Scripture says, are departing from the faith. And in that process, they become selfish, and it comes out in whatever they are ministering, whether they are behind the pulpit or if they are ones who minister in the arts. And I believe that it's time for the genuine elect few that really are about God being glorified, His glory spreading throughout the earth. He is actually setting the stage, has set the stage for them, and they're coming from behind the curtain. And are going to be seen in His glory will, as He has ordained before He comes back, will begin to manifest throughout the earth again, particularly in the services. The glory of the Lord has not been in a lot of our services. And if you look in the 1st and 2nd Chronicles and you see the Levitical priests, particularly ones who were responsible for the musical structure of the worship, the glory of the Lord most of the times was ushered in because they did their part. Even when it came to war, battle, we see that the musicians were in place. And a lot of people don't want to talk about that. They put so much emphasis on the pastor, whoever is speaking the words, that they don't put proper emphasis on the music to the degree that there are musicians who aren't even saved that are playing for our churches. And they are so, and I talked about this before, but they are so separate from the pastors. They don't even meet with the pastors. The pastors don't even know them. They know their name barely. And that's so not of God. God doesn't want it like that. Every minister under a pastor, every leader under a pastor should have a consistent communication with the pastor of the church. So the vision and the mission of the church is always in their heart. They're all on the same page. And I don't think that has been consistent in our churches. Some churches are getting there. Again, but it's so imperative that the music department as a whole, the arts department as a whole, joins hands with us. I'm actually going to name some names again. I went to a celebration, I was going to say concert, but it wasn't quite a concert. It was a combination of things. So it was a celebration as a ministry of the arts for a particular church in the area. Actually, First Baptist Church in Glen Arden, right down the road here in Glen Arden, Maryland. The minister of music is the awesome Stephen Hurd. He's outstanding. He led the service, facilitated it, was responsible for everyone who was there, facilitated it somewhat, and Donald Lawrence was one of the guests. And he, I actually have said this before in a broadcast, I'm so godly proud of him. He was locked arms with his pastor, Bill Winston, and his Back to Eden CD has skyrocketed because of the fact that it's so word-based, and he is in covenant with his pastor and the church there,
Living Word, I believe it is, Christian Science, I think I'm saying the name right, in Chicago. He was joined arms with him, and his CD basically is a replica of the series Power of Confession that Bill Winston released. I guess it's been about 2 years ago. But when I went to that service, he was there, but John Mitchell was there, and Stephen Hurd, and the music ministry of Glenarden Ministry. The service was outstanding. It was so powerful. God was able to move. It was very excellent, very, very excellent. And it was encouraging to see that because of what I just said, that there's so many churches that are not doing, that are not emphasizing their ministries of the art as it should be, because each ministry has its part. A lot of times they overemphasize the pastor. The pastor does everything. Why? Why is the pastor doing everything? It should be people set in place. I mean, we have deacons. We have other health ministries. I believe that the music ministry is not only a health ministry, but it falls into the category of exhortation. There is also prophecy that can go forth with music and even in dramatic presentation. But I can ramble on this. As you all know, because it's a passion of mine, the subject period is a passion of mine, and I do not like the fact that people disrespect the ministry of the arts as a whole. I mean, even with drama, it's so important. I've seen people run to the altar after a play. I mean, when you see that, why wouldn't that change your perspective on that art form? You know what I mean? So, but I believe that we're coming into a time where those art presentations, expressions, will be embraced again in the church, as it should be. And we will see souls saved and the glory of God spread across the earth as God has ordained. I thought I was going to have to give you a welcome, child. Say it again. I thought I was actually going to have to give you an offer, and I said, preach, preach. Oh, my. Okay. So what are some words of wisdom that you would give to Mr. Luzay?
Amen. Mine's probably not going to be the length of yours. Exactly. But words of wisdom. Can you repeat the question? Give me another chance to
Okay.
What I'm going to say.
So what are some words of wisdom that you would give to other ministers of dance?
Well, my words of wisdom to give to other current ministers of dance as well as those who aspire to be is to seek God, make sure that, you know, the purpose of dance is to please Him and to honor Him and to express to Him how you feel, and also to bless others and encourage others. You want to make sure that you are, in fact, keeping God first. Don't just out there just randomly picking songs to dance to and just randomly, if you are the one that's choreographing your moves, randomly doing so, just make sure that God shows you. Because I've had times where I've been asked to dance, and I might ask them if they have a theme, if they have something that they prefer. And then if the answer is no, then I'll wait on God. And I'm asking mm-hmm. Him to show me what to dance to, and then He has to give me the expressions as well. Mm-hmm. And it's been times where it's been the night before, and I'm still like, okay, didn't hear anything, don't say anything, and I would try, and of course, you know, that old thing, practice makes perfect, so I'm practicing the whole time.
Right.
But things don't really come together, and it's like, you know, I'll practice that one last time, and it's like, wow, where'd that come from?
Mm-hmm.
So you just want to make sure, my suggestion or my recommendation is that you make sure that you are seeking God, since He is the one. Now, if He's not the one that you're dancing for and expressing your love to, then by all means, you know, go out on your own, do what you want to do. But if He's the one that you are truly trying to impress, and if you impress Him, someone somewhere is going to be encouraged. You know, you want someone to be set free, all those things are going to happen. Because the Bible says that you seek your first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, then all the things will be added unto you. So those people, they'll be set free. He sent His word to heal them. And the words of the song that you pick, even if it's not necessarily your movement or your expression, that might bless you. But the song that you choose, that He leads you to choose, may bless someone. Maybe just the right words that they need, something to come right in the nick of time. So that's my advice. Make sure you choose what God tells you. And ask him for a song, ask Him for the expression, and He'll do it.
Well, I don't want to keep you up all night. You know, like a million other questions came to me as you were talking, but I'm not going to do that to you nor our listeners.
And let me just say on behalf of all of our listeners, amen. And thank you, Jesus.
Okay. one thing that you all have to know about this young lady is, if you haven't figured it out already, she is very, very, very comical. I mean, if you were to see her, if we were videotaping this, you would be just floored. And I don't think she realizes how funny she is. I told her that she should do stand-up. Like, just try it one day, but that's
having something in my spirit. If the Lord leads me that way, I might be serious.
Yeah, but thank you so much, Minister Purcell. And I'm sure that the listeners are saying the same thing. I have one more thing to ask of you, and that is to give us any contact information and your, if you have a ministry name, give us your ministry name. And any, as we talked about before, we did this interview, any announcements or anything that you have from the church that you represent. That's all.
Well, I do not have an official name, although I could be considered a personal praiser. That's always stuck out with me. So some years ago, we sent a backup for a pastor, a local pastor, and in the Harford County area. And one of the songs on the CD was Personal Praise. And that kind of stuck with me. It makes perfect sense, because if the more in-depth you become in Dan, the more you give God your personal praise. You give him what's due him, but it becomes personal. So then you don't really have to rely on anyone else's moves. Don't look at anybody else and say, okay, well, I can take that from that and take that from that. You have your own, because you have been with God. You've been through situations that you know he's brought you out of, and people can't take that away from you.
Right.
You will always have that. So you get, the more in-depth you get with God, you rely on the things he's brought you through. And just when you're in the midst of trial or tribulation, that's when you have to remember, well, he brought me through this, or he brought me through that, he can bring me through this. So that personal grace, that's stuck with me. But my contact information is, I'll give you my email address, one of probably 15,000 that I have. It's an MSN account, so it's yoli2003@msn.com. That's yoli2003@msn.com. Or my favorite is yoliisblessed@yahoo.com. That's my favorite.
No underscore anything in it, just Yoli is Blessed.
No underscore, just yoliisblessed. Just the way it sounds, yoliisblessed@yahoo.com.
Okay.
That would be the best way to reach me.
Okay. All right, you listeners, I hope that, and can almost guarantee that you have enjoyed it. If you haven't, you will if you listen to it a second time. Have a great night, and we will be back here for the next session. You know, we have our Sundays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays, so
His name.
Yes, everything, the word and deed, be done in His name,
right? No, I had the word all up in me.
You see what I mean? You got laughs, you got some words, wisdom. Just a full package. I was about to do a sibling thing right there. And throw out a, yeah, I'm going to leave you alone.
I'm not going to leave you alone.
Listen.
No, never. Don't believe that.
She is an awesome woman, God, man of God. She is.
I knew that's where you was going. It threw up around me, and it just quickened in my spirit. I said, to throw that information out there. But she is telling the truth for all you, man of God.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Okay, listen, I know y'all about through with us. So have a great night. As our founder says, it's glory from here, and we will talk to you again here on blogtalkradio.com. Have a great night. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast tonight. My name is Levon Drouin, founder of the Glory Campaign. This month, we're celebrating the ministry of arts and dealing with the worship of music and various forms of ministry outside of the preaching ministry. Tonight, we're going to launch it with a great new format of programming that will go on throughout the month. Listen to tonight's broadcast. We have a special treat for you tonight. Our very own president has released a single called I Need a Word, and she's going to minister it to you tonight in a way that you may not have heard of before. So sit back and enjoy tonight's broadcast.
Yes, I do. Oh. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I need a word. I need a word. I need a word.